You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Let's get started with a little more context from yesterday's Federal Reserve announcement. One of the things Janet Yellen talked about was the Fed's balance sheet, the list of all the assets it owns. That sheet is huge. $4.5 trillion worth of mainly treasuries and bonds. It used to be less than a trillion. The plan, like with a giant credit card balance, is to slowly shrink that down a few billion dollars a month, starting sometime soon. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has the goods on that.
Back during the recession, the Fed did what it usually does when things are bad. It lowered short-term interest rates for an economy that's like pushing on the gas pedal. The Fed did this again and again and again, and eventually...
And the Fed lowered that rate to essentially zero.
Gabriel Chodorow-Reich is a professor of economics at Harvard, and still the economy was in very bad shape. So around that time, the Fed thought, well, what else can we do?
So what the Fed thought is it could help stimulate purchases.
Maybe it could get people to buy more cars and homes, for example. What might help? How about making car loans and mortgages, long-term loans, cheaper? Joe Gagnon is with the Peterson Institute and used to work for the Fed.
The Fed steps in and buys up a lot of mortgage bonds or government bonds.
The Fed walked right into the bond market and started gobbling up long-term bonds. It said, we'll buy bonds even if they have low interest rates. No problem. We'll even pay more for them. In a way, they created a market for lower interest rate bonds, eventually making it cheaper for people to take out car loans or mortgages. The Fed spent trillions doing this. Now it has a giant pile of bonds.
And as they mature, the Fed has been sort of like rebuying them again.
Scott Sumner is with the Mercatus Center, but the Fed has said that soon it's going to stop rebuying these bonds.
What the Fed is going to do is stop rolling them over. So as the bonds mature, their balance sheet will naturally tend to decline.
So what happens is the bonds mature, and like for any bondholder, the Treasury pays the Fed the value of the bond plus interest. The Fed takes that money and just vaporizes it, deletes it into thin air. Poof. It's going to happen pretty slowly, so most economists don't see it as being disruptive.
To be honest, this is not going to probably have a dramatic effect on the economy.
Or, as Janet Yellen said, it's going to be like watching paint dry. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.